Let your body relax into Ishwara. Recognizing that your body is part of Ishwara, not separate. That recognition, that knowledge is an offering also. Offering your mind also, all your thoughts, notes, and emotions. Letting the mind relax, recognizing itself as part and parcel of Bhagavan, of Ishwara. The mind and body continue to relax. Just gently turn your attention toward your being, the self. Recognizing your very self as the self of Ishwara. The body belongs to Ishwara, is part and parcel of Ishwara. Sense organs, mind, all belong to Ishwara, part and parcel of Ishwara. Myself is the self of Ishwara. Ishwara is myself. I am Ishwara. Ishwara is my total expression. Included in this infinite expression is this body, mind, sense organs, this jiva. My being is the self of this jiva, is the self of Ishwara, is the self of all beings. Just as a cell, is taken care of by the body, the cell in your body, is taken care of by the body, your body is also taken care of by the whole body, by Ishwara. Similarly, your mind is taken care of by the subtle mind, Hiranyagarbha, and by Ishwara. all the parts of your body are in service to the whole, to the whole body. My life also is in service, naturally, to the whole, to Bhagavan, to Ishwara. My raga dvesha can disrupt or push against that natural seva. Simply doing what is asked of me in any given situation. My dharma. As a mumukshu, as one who is seeking to know Bhagavan, that Vyavasayatmika Buddhi, that single pointed desire. With that, I have all of Bhagavan's support and blessings. As you work on your hurts and pains and the little ones inside, as you work with them, the ones that are most difficult, as well as the lesser ones also. You can ask Bhagavan in dialogue how to proceed. What should I do? What is the best way for me to be with this particular problem? that seems so hard to overcome. It's a prayerful dialogue, letting Bhagavan respond to your questions. So just take some time to have that dialogue with Ishwara in whatever form that you want. I'm just suggesting this, but it's just a prayerful relationship where you also let Bhagavan speak back to you. Your imagination may come into play and just welcome that. Shanti, Shanti.